Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
You see how he introduced you? He's got an entire liner.
I've made my liner. You've made it.
You've made it alive. Welcome, Leroy. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks for bringing in the weekend.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Gosh, I had a look at your offering for.
How's your anxiety?
I'm quite impressed.
Really?
I'm impressed with two.
With two?
Two, okay. In particular. Okay. I'm impressed. I mean, sometimes it doesn't impress me much, you know. But I'm impressed with two.
Two out of five is all right.
No. I'm impressed with two. I want to start with Lee.
Lee. Okay, cool. Did you like it?
I did.
Kate Winslet.
I did. I think she brought it.
I think she did. I think the story was badly written.
No, but she pulled it together.
Yeah, and no, I think she did what she could.
This is why she's a star.
With the little she had.
This is why she's the star. No. I must just be honest, I really thought that she was the glue that kept it together.
Yes, I think the story itself was quite complicated, and I think it was very rudimentarily done. I would have expected that there would have been a bit more of a. Sometimes it felt like it wanted to border on the line of black comedy, and I didn't understand where it was going. But I think what Kate did very well with it is to almost play the nuances of this very weird character of Lee, right? And the whole story revolves around Lee Miller, who was a model back. So how we start the movie is we are in 1917, where Lee is now in her 70s, and she's having this wonderful conversation with this person who ostensibly looks like he's a journalist. And she's telling the tale of how she was able to infiltrate the war that had happened when she was younger, and she fell in love with this Englishman, and she left America to go and follow this man to London. She gets there, she's a bit bored, he's busy with the war, he's at the beginning, he's working in the war. So she decides to go to British Vogue, the publication, to go work there. They knew her as a model, and she decided that she's going to go in and try and find some work. They say to her, no, we don't want to deal with you, you're a washed up model. We don't need models right now. She says, no, I want to be a photographer. She finds her way through, and she ends up in the house where Hitler is said to have committed suicide. And his body is still there, and everyone is rushing over there. And Kate goes over to the character of Kate being Lee Miller to go and take this picture.
But then it's a true story.
It's a very true story.
That did actually happen.
She did actually
lie in his bath.
So while he was lying in the bath having committed suicide, she then comes and takes this very iconic picture. So we get this very interesting, it's almost like, you know, telling the story in reverse. But there's a plot twist which I won't share because I want you to go and watch it. But it actually, you know, my mom tells a story when she used to watch Dallas when J.R. Ewing died.
Yes.
And she was beside herself because who killed J.R.? It was the question on everyone's list for 6 months. Who killed J.R.? Only to come back and find out that Bobby Ewing was having a dream.
Yeah.
And it seems like this is one of them where you go, oh.
My take was that they had too much money. I didn't know what to do.
Yes, they have a big budget.
Yeah, they had too much money and didn't know what to do with it. Tell them you love me.
This one left me very confused. Confused for a few reasons, because it's a story that needs us to explain something called assisted communication. Okay, which what happens is there are people who are nonverbal, whether autistic or suffering from cerebral palsy and other ailments, where there's this very imprecise branch of science called assisted education. There's this woman who is a professor at a university, and she's developed this way of speaking. So this young man finds that his brother has cerebral palsy. He is a student of this professor in this university, and says, listen, I need you to help my brother speak. And she says, no, listen, it's too expensive. But what I'm willing to do is step in and be your brother's coach and help him through this, assisted functional communication. And then they strike up a relationship. So the gentleman with cerebral palsy is now in a relationship with his therapist. And it's very confusing because she says that, no, he's in love with me. But how is love when I can't articulate that I am in love with you? So that complication comes in. And what was very interesting is what people were saying about the roles being reversed, Pamela, because if it had been a female patient and a male doctor having that relationship, you would have been safe.
I felt like it was trying to do too much.
Yeah.
So the idea of assisted communication itself is quite a complex subject.
Very complicated.
But then there was race, and then there was sex, and then there was... it brought in too many issues into that one. So I felt that they were trying to achieve too much, and it became...
Someone said it's like when they tell you in a recipe that you don't overmix the ingredients and you overmix the ingredients. The flavor doesn't mature as well. So, yes, tell them you love me. It's in
it's now
streaming on Showmax. Interesting. I enjoyed it.
Mm. Monsters.
Okay, Monsters is a... do you remember the assassination of Gianni Versace?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Jeff Dana story?
Mm-hmm.
And remember the People versus O.J. Simpson? Mm. So this is all in the same vein. This is all the same. So the story is about these two
kids. That's funny. That's funny. I like how you framed it.
It's these two kids who are the sons of their parents, and ostensibly they murder their parents because mom and dad have lots of money and they want to get this money that the parents have. So here's the complication. The complication is that mom and dad, the kids, Eric and Lyle, claim that mom and dad have sexually abused them.
I thought it was a typical dysfunctional American society.
Oh, very American.
And it's so American, it was boring. I thought it was I just thought it's just the typical dysfunctional American community, family mess up. It was just too much.
I enjoyed it because remember it's done in the style of this Jeff Dunham and Dahmer and The People versus O.J. Simpson, and I particularly enjoyed the assassination of Gianni Versace.
Mm.
I think what they do very well is that they give us these sensational stories that were tabloid fodder in America, and then make them into these 9-episode things that you can watch, you know, with the detail in there.
Mm.
What's interesting for me is how the character of Eric.
Mm.
He is now having to be the person. So from the my legal mind gets excited because there's an issue here of not trying to incriminate yourself. Mm. Lyle, who was lying about being sexually assaulted by his parents in court, goes and tells his pen pal girlfriend the truth.
Mm.
She then publishes a book. So now in the second trial, where the first trial was declared a mistrial, he now has to, he can't be put on the stand because if he's cross-examined, they will bring this book into evidence. It was riveting for me.
Americans can do that.
Oh, they really can. The glove doesn't fit, you must acquit sort of situation.
And he goes and writes a book 10 years, 15 years later, telling us he lied.
It was a joke.
No. Okay, The Rebel Rich.
So I don't know if you've seen everywhere. There's this random brown man who has these green eyes who's been the... you know, crush of everyone for the last fortnight. You haven't seen him.
Not me.
I will share the picture with you.
I haven't been crushing on him.
Everyone from India to Istanbul is just in love with him. And he is basically, it's a very, this is, if we're going to talk American, this is as American as it gets.
Mm.
Puff, guy comes in. He is coming out because his brother has been arrested and he's here to, wrongfully arrested and here to save him. He finds a little community that is corrupt with the police in there. When I was watching it, I could not help but have the anxiety of what happened in the aftermath of things like the shootings that happened with the police and the defunding of the police and so forth, especially with the NYPD and the LAPD. Look, it really is a exercise in us being parading this man of Terry Richmond, who comes in as, you know, Anton Pierre.
Watch how Tim and I are not watching.
Yes.
we are so passing on this one.
This is part of the suite of movies that you have turned the...
I have my stand.
Nothing happens in the movie.
I am not coming to this one.
Look, you'll enjoy it if you're not looking for something deep.
No.
But it is one of my favorites because it's become very topical. And the story is well told.
Yes, because of the guy's looks.
Yes, I mean, he has nice.
And I promise you, it doesn't interest me. Okay, so what's happening at the theater?
The theater is, it being Heritage Month, we're going to the Johannesburg Theater and we've got Stories from the Old Calabash. This is interesting stories told in the style of, you know, Mam Tinamhlophe and the like, and the stories, the difference between this, which I really enjoyed, was the fact that it doesn't only tell stories of what do we call the black people. Mm. So it tells colored stories, Indian stories. Mm. It tells them with popular music and pop culture being infused in it. So it is running from the 26th of September all the way to the 29th of September. It's called Stories from the Old Calabash, a mishmash of wonderful stories of well-known pop music as well, beats and melodies rooted everywhere.
Happening at the Joburg Theatre.
Yes, at the Joburg Theatre.
Thanks, Leora Mark.
Bye-bye.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.